Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, big night. NFL Draft Day 1 is in the books. We're recapping right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm still awake, Dave. How you doing over there?
Ready to pass out right here at my desk.
Okay.
Give me 6 a.m.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Would you rather have Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels this year? And are they top 12 quarterbacks?
I currently have Daniels a slot ahead of Caleb Williams. Neither of them are going to be top 12 for me, but they will be drafted very close to it. They are in that, almost in that same boat as Anthony Richardson last year, except we were taking Richardson as a top 12 quarterback. It's high upside. It's a low cost on draft day. And just a lot of appeal with both of these quarterbacks. Caleb's got the great receiving core. Daniels has a solid receiving core, but he can run a lot more. There's a lot to like about both of them. Redraft, for now, it's Daniels over Caleb.
Okay. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing Marvin but a heartbreak.
Tell me why Marvin Harrison should not be the number 9 wide receiver in your rankings after Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, before Chris Olave, Deebo Samuel, DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, etc.
It's a case of drafting a player too close to his ceiling. And unless you're of the belief that Marvin Harrison is going to begin his NFL career as a top 5 to 10 fantasy wide receiver,
yes,
then it's too soon. It feels too soon. I'm super excited about him. I think he's just one of the best wide receiver prospects that I've ever watched. I love the fit in Arizona. I actually think the Cardinals offense is improving. They were better than expected last year. Kyler Murray, a year removed from the ACL injury, he should be a better thrower than he was last year. There could be as many as 10 targets per game for Marvin Harrison. It's hard to ignore guys like that, but he hasn't done it in the NFL. And you'd hate to spend a pick between 18th overall and 25th overall on a player who ends up being okay. 13 PPR points per game. That is absolutely in the realm of possibility for a guy who's never played receiver in the National Football League. And I can tell you 100 stats about Marvin Harrison. I can tell you about the quarterbacks that he caught passes from going back to high school. But I just don't like the idea of drafting a player too close to his ceiling. And someone else in your league might do it, and you'll be pissed because you don't have Marvin Harrison on your team. But you'll be able to get another wide receiver like Olave, who's been around the NFL for a while and has plenty of upside himself.
Dave, are you excited about any other rookie wide receivers?
I'm excited to see what happens with all of them. But to get them on my fantasy team, let's say with a top 60 pick, that would be round 5 or sooner in a 12-team league, I'm not there. I think Neighbors is super talented. I've got all kinds of questions about what that offense might look like in New York this year. I think Rome Odunze is talented. I've got questions about the receivers that he's going to share targets with, not to mention the rookie quarterback. Are we sure Caleb Williams is going to come in and be a dynamo right away? That's TBD. Xavier Worthy going to Kansas City. Exciting. Catching passes from Patrick Mahomes is exciting, especially when you run a 4-2, but we don't know how many targets he's going to get from game to game. Ricky Pearsall is buried on the 49ers depth chart as of the time you're hearing my voice. And Brian Thomas in Jacksonville, speed guy, does a lot for that offense. little concerned about how many targets he'll get. Same thing with Xavier Leggett in Carolina.
All right. Where do you think you'll have Brock Bowers ranked?
I think I'm going to have him ninth among my tight ends, and I wish I could put him higher, but I don't love the situation for him in Las Vegas. Devonta Adams is still going to be the top target getter there. He might be second, but look at the quarterbacks that are there. It's Gardner Minshew. It's Aiden O'Connell. Didn't really get into this on the main show, but Minshew and O'Connell both had relatively low ADOTs last year and especially did not try throwing deep last year. Maybe that helps Bowers in a sense, because a lot of Bowers' catches at Georgia were short throws. Is that going to be something the Raiders are going to commit to and implement in their offense week in and week out? If they do that, then yeah, there's six targets per game there for Bowers. That's good enough to get him in the top 10 conversation among tight ends. Top five, now you're reaching a little bit.
For those of you watching on YouTube, you may have noticed I snuck in a few yawns there. Well, it is 1:15 in the morning, so we're going to call it a night. We'll talk to you after rounds 2 and 3. Another late night for the Fantasy Football Today crew, and we thank you for being up with us. Hope you enjoyed the draft. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you tomorrow on FFT in 5.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.